Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2517, How Spending Time with Mother Nature Does Us Good, and Why Happy Feet Are Good for Thinking, both by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and always provide my commentary at the end. Now, we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. But for now, let's get right to today's two articles and start optimizing your life. How Spending Time with Mother Nature Does Us Good, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. As a child growing up on the North Downs in the UK, one of our family rituals was the Sunday morning walk with our dad. Mom stayed home, cooking the Sunday roast. Dad never learned to cook anything beyond baked beans on toast. While Dad, my two brothers, and I would head out to the woods and beyond. I've always valued time in nature. An early morning walk before the rest of the world awakes, a stroll along the beach as the waves crash onto the shore, there's nothing that gives me greater pleasure than feeling the warmth of the sun on my face, a soft breeze, the sounds of bird songs, and feeling at one with the world. But as we have moved to live in more urbanized centers, where work takes precedence over almost everything else, the time we spend outside has diminished. The National Human Activity Pattern Survey reports that the average American spends 90% of their time awake each day indoors. Why this is a problem is because, one, evidence has shown that we all need a minimum of 120 minutes or 2 hours outside each week to maintain our mental well-being. Two, staying inside all the time means for some, there's less opportunity for exercise. While not all exercise has to be done outdoors, those living near blue or green spaces have unsurprisingly been found to be more active and more likely to spend up to 30 minutes longer outside. 3. Air conditioning or poor ventilation means the air quality, as reported by the United States Environmental Protection Agency, inside our homes and offices may not be great. Indoor pollutants from the use of synthetic building materials, furnishings, personal care products, and household cleaners have increased. This can have an adverse effect on health, especially for those with respiratory conditions or allergies, and can be associated with sick building syndrome. And 4, we're more exposed to those who may be sick and at greater risk of catching the local bug going around. The psychological benefits of nature. Simply, it reduces stress. The Japanese practice of Shinrin-yoku, which is a gentle stroll through a forest engaging all your senses, has been practiced for decades. The Dutch go for a oatwijn, a windy walk to clear the head, while other Scandinavians enjoy friluftsliv, to be outside and in the air enjoying nature, whatever the weather. It boosts mood through the enhanced release of dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin, and lowers cortisol, which enhances learning, creativity, and problem solving. The health benefits of nature. The idea of a nature deficit disorder was first coined by Richard Loew in his book, Last Child in the Woods. Alan Logan and others see this deficit as the result of our time-poor, over-busy, and work-prioritized lives where self-care is overlooked and we choose to spend more time in a virtual reality instead. But if you're looking for a way to stay fitter and healthier, why not start with a regular dose of nature? No sign-up or membership fees required. It also helps to alleviate the symptoms of anxiety and depression. Outside exercisers have been shown to have lower BMIs, are less prone to obesity, and have more energy. Not only that, but kids who spend more time outdoors and less time in front of screens have less hypermetropia, or long sight, or myopia, short sight. In addition, people who spend more time in nature are less at risk of a number of diseases, including depression, diabetes, ADHD, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. And with regards to cancer, those that spend more time in nature may be enhancing the strength of their immune system. Illinois researcher Kuo explains how exposure to nature switches the body to rest and digest, rather than the more familiar fight or flight mode. Since the pandemic, some have made the choice to move out of cities and find a home in the country, where life is a little slower, where there are more opportunities to spend more time outside, in nature, and enjoying a quieter life. It would seem to make sense to embrace a way of living that supports a stronger immune system, keeps us happier, and enables us to truly thrive. Why Happy Feet Are Good for Thinking by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. Staying at the top of our game takes time and effort. We invest in activities to stay physically well and stretch our mind so as to keep focused, up to date, and relevant. What's easily overlooked is how well we manage our mood. Mood matters because maybe you've noticed what happens to your thinking when you're in one of the two extremes, either really, really excited and happy, or wallowing in a small puddle of gloom and doom and disappointment. Mood management takes more than just a bit of mood lighting, though that does help. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is more common in those countries where exposure to clear, sunny skies is limited. In that instance, our mood takes on the same hue as the sky, a bit gray and flat, which is why we often feel so much better when we get out and about on those days when the sun is shining. But back to our feet. When we feel good, our physiology changes. We stand up tall. We walk with our heads held high and there's a spring in our steps. Contrast that to when it's been one of those days where you're tired and fed up and desperate to get home to chill out with a half a bottle of wine in front of some brain-dead TV. What do you notice then? Maybe you're a little more slouchy. Your walk is more of a shuffle than a stride, and you study the cracks in the pavement rather than the faces around you. Our mood affects our physiology and alters our behavior. This then sets up a negative feedback loop. As we slop around being grouchy and miserable, we perpetuate that bad mood, and that restricts our thinking, our ability to learn and remember, problem solve, make good decisions, and even our ability to get on and to do something. Maybe you've already guessed the solution to the problem. Yep, our mood alters our physiology, and the reverse is true as well. We can use our physiology to alter our mood, doing little more than changing how we walk. A German study used biofeedback to manipulate the walking pattern of a group of people so they walked either in a happier or more depressed way, while being asked to remember a series of either negative or positively focused words. What they found was that walking in a happy way made people feel happier, and they remembered more positive words, while those who walked in a depressed way remembered more negative words and felt worse. Learning to overcome that negative bias that can develop when we feel down might be as simple as making a conscious choice to walk in a happier way. So chin up, walk happy, and don't forget, adding a smile adds to the effect, so you can quickly restore yourself to be in a happier place. High-performance thinking includes happy feet. You just listened to the post titled, How Spending Time with Mother Nature Does Us Good, and Why Happy Feet Are Good for Thinking, both by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? you can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'll mention something about Dr. Brockus' second article, Why Happy Feet Are Good for Thinking. Dr. Brockus mentioned studies that looked at walking patterns and how walking in a way where we stand up tall with our chins up can actually make us feel happier. One trick you can try to help yourself stand and walk like this more often is when you're standing or walking, and when your arms are by your side, turn your wrists and keep your thumbs pointed straight ahead. Whereas naturally, when our arms are just hanging at our sides, our thumbs sort of gently point towards our thighs. So what we want to do is instead, whether you're standing or walking, deliberately turn your wrists so that your thumbs point straight ahead. And what you'll notice is that you'll automatically stand taller. And as an added bonus, you'll automatically relax your shoulders. You'll bring your shoulders back and down instead of constantly shrugging them, which can lead to chronic neck and back pain. So point your thumbs forward, stand tall, bring your shoulders back and down, and enjoy the positive mood that results. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great Saturday if you're listening in real time. And of course, I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.